Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. As you know, this is a year especially dedicated to St. Paul, the Apostle of the Gentiles, who was born 2,000 years ago. Since then, six successors of that other apostle, Peter, have taken his name. The last in line was Paul VI, Giovanni Battista Montini, who was elected to the See of Peter on the 21st of June 1963. And who died on the 6th of August 1978. Some of you may just remember the gaunt figure of this man full of contradictions, baffling yet brilliant, austere yet personable, enigmatic yet firm in authority. Best remembered perhaps as the Pope who found himself with the delicate task of closing and implementing a council he had not called, the Second Vatican Council, of course. But it's not this council that I wish to speak to you about right now. It's the more personal side to Papa Montini that I wish to focus on. But I won't give too much away. Just make yourselves comfortable and get ready to listen to the voice of Pope Paul VI in English.
My dear children, be sure to work hard and not to waste time. Study. Do you study? And obey. Do you obey? Your superiors, because this is what God wishes you to do.
With children, he was one of the most charismatic, and I use this word very advisedly, one of the most charismatic of the popes that I have seen. Completely different. There was something about children that brought his inner self out.
When he Journalist was Bob Miller boys, had already met Paul VI many times, but the Giovanni Battista Montini he met on this occasion had little in common with the man he had thus far been acquainted with. The introvert, the man who was ill at ease in the limelight, had vanished.
And it was Pope Paul VI and these boys. Very few people were there, and very few would believe how this man changed with these boys, how he chatted with them, joked with them. He was giving them belated Christmas presents and throwing them out to these children, very casually, very informally.
I call down God's very best graces upon you all, and with a heart filled with fatherly love, I bless you, your families, your teachers and guardians, all those whom you love and who love you.
The Lago di Vico, I would have maybe 100 of the real children of the street in those days, you know, and wild. And I remember one occasion, now we were sitting out there, and up from the lake comes a whole host of chasing each other. You see. And he laughed. That's something he could appreciate and enjoy, you see.
Monsignor Carol Abbing, who founded Boys Town to give street children a home, was a close friend of the Montini family. He remembered the casual informality of his weekend outings with the future Paul VI.
Mutual friends, if you put it that way. I knew many friends of his father, for instance. And he said, there is the future of the world, there's the future of the church. You see, with a great personal feel, a great sense of satisfaction, you know, and a great understanding of what I was trying to do.
As we entered, the Pope said to all the attendants, "Here come the two who've asked for a personal audience and they're only 10 years ordained." And then he gave us a most affectionate welcome. We knelt there.
Monsignor Charles Burns spent all his life working in the Vatican secret archives.
Because he'd visited Scotland. But he also said, "Both of you are in the archives. Don't think that you're forgotten. I spend my entire apostolate, almost my entire apostolate, at my desk. I have to be careful not to treat the people as though they were papers, because behind all the papers are the people. When I have finished with the papers, I hand the papers over to the archives. Don't treat those papers as papers. Treat them as people.
Come vedete, l'orizzonte non è ristretto, anche se l'enciclica Ecclesiam Suam si rivolge direttamente all'Episcopato, non dimentichi il popolo cristiano. E se riguarda di preferenza la Chiesa ad intra...
If anyone asked me what was the greatest virtue of Pope Paul VI, he had many. I would say, having lived with him practically 4 years, having walked with him, talked with him, listened to him, prayed with him, and I served his Mass every morning myself alone. Greatest virtue, I would say, that the outstanding virtue in his life was the love of the Church.
Sorry. Bishop John McGee was personal private secretary to Paul VI for the last 4 years of his pontificate.
He had a great love of the Church. That was uppermost in his mind and his heart. His first encyclical, Ecclesiam Suam.
Vi faremo, infatti, a voi, una confidenza. Veramente i giornali le anticipano alcune volte queste confidenze. Che forse...
I'll tell you a secret, Paul VI said to the crowds gathered around him for the weekly general audience, the day he announced the publication of this encyclical on the Church. Then he added wryly, well, possibly the newspapers have already anticipated that secret.
Una conferenza stampa, forse la prima che il Papa faccia in questo nuovo stile. E la confidenza è questa.
In the words of Paul VI, this was the first press conference ever to be held by a Pope. He was always very aware of the enormous impact of the media on public opinion, so it was no coincidence that within a week after his election, he paid a visit to Vatican Radio.
Mi è parso dovere dare la precedenza alla Radio Vaticana.
It was a chance to communicate with the people through the press, through the radio, through television, through the communications media. I recall that Pope Paul VI, whose father, of course, was a journalist, emphasized this fact, the realization of the importance of what is disseminated about the Vatican, about the Church, about the Pope himself, about other aspects of the Vatican. It was the beginning, in a sense, of a news dissemination that was much superior to what had ever been before.
We are well aware how great is the influence and renown of the news agency which you represent. Such an important function arouses our greatest interest, for we are convinced that the integral development and above all the spiritual development of man requires information that is full, consistent, accurate, and true.
At this delicate time following the Second Vatican Council, it was impelling for the Vatican to improve communications with the secular press. As a young priest, Carmelite Father Redemptus Fallerbeck was deeply hurt when the media interpreted Papa Montini's passionate concern for the Church as a sign of weakness.
I remember one, I think it was a Good Friday, he was at St. John Lateran's, and he was talking about the priesthood and giving a bit of a pep talk to us priests. But I remember he broke down when he was talking about the priests who had left the priesthood. And I remember the next day, I was furious when I read in the paper as well, the Pope's neurotic. You know, and I, because for me, that was really his great love for the priesthood that he was expressing there, and how he regretted that some of his brothers were not persevering in this value, in this reality that he really thought so much of.
With him after lunch, he said to me, "Let's go walking." We went in this little elevator, and so I used the key in the elevator to go up. And as we were moving from the fourth floor to the sixth floor, Pope Paul turned to me and he said, "How long are you here now?" I said, "A few hours, Holy Father." He said, "Isn't it strange?" He said, "I'm here 13 years, and no one has ever given me the keys of this elevator." And I felt embarrassed. He was smiling. So we reached the top of the Giardino Pensile on the top, you know. It was a beautiful, crisp, sunny day. And out he walked, and I walked after him. I had the keys in my hand, and I was thinking I should say something to him. And I said, "Holy Father," and he looked at me with those big open eyes of his, and he smiled. And I said, "Holy Father, you see those keys? They're nothing compared with the keys that you carry." And he said, "Yes, but they are heavy in my pocket."
Paul VI died on the 6th of August, 1978. His last words were, "Io sono Pietro, I am Peter." Well, I hope you enjoyed that very personal feature focusing on the figure of Paul VI. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.